Jen Kirkman is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor known for the award-winning short series Drunk History on HBO. She has two comedy albums, Self-Help and Hail to the Freaks, and writes for and appears on E's Chelsea Lately and After Lately with Chelsea Handler. In her book, I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, Tales from a Happy Life Without Kids, Kirkman defends her decision to not have children, providing a beacon of hope to anyone whose major life decisions have been questioned by their family and friends. Kirkman narrates the audiobook edition coming in April from Tantor. Welcome, Jen Kirkman.
Thank you very much.
Now let's get right into it. What do you have against kids?
I'll give you my patent or my pat answer of I have nothing against kids, but they're just not for me. But I say that, but honestly, I'm just not that interested in kids. I really just don't want to raise one. I don't even want to have, you know, a plant or a cat. But I am going to say I don't even think I was that interested in kids when I was one. But I do love my friends' kids and, of course, my nieces and nephews. But otherwise, I don't want one of my own.
Now, was your own childhood difficult? Tell us about your growing up.
No. You know, I had a pretty normal childhood. Mother and father, married, grew up in the suburbs. All that kind of stuff. But you know what? I think it was my sisters are a lot older than me. And so I didn't really grow up with siblings close to my age in the house. And I always saw what they were doing, like going off to college and having boyfriends and having jobs. And I thought that seems a lot more fun than what I'm doing, which is going to second grade and having to eat my lunch out of a brown paper bag. So I always just sort of loved adults and couldn't wait to be one and just, you know, I was right. It's a lot more fun to be an adult because you can do whatever you want. So my childhood was great, but I just wanted to be a little adult. That's all I can kind of remember.
Why don't you, you know, lay out for folks, you know, how you structure the book and, you know, what some of the stories are they'll find in it.
Sure. I tried to structure the book. It's a series of essays, and each chapter sort of addresses a different comment, because it's less about how I don't want kids, because there's not much to say, but it's more about the reactions I get from people when they ask me if I want kids, and I say I don't, and the conversation never ends there. They'll say things like, oh my God, you'll change your mind, or you're so selfish, or, you know, you're going to die alone, who's going to take care of you when you're old, and, you know, what are you doing with your time, and blah, 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 blah. So every chapter is dedicated to one of those kind of comments, and I'll, you know, answer the best way I can once and for all, you know, what I think about that, how I respond to people who say I'm selfish or what I think about dying alone. And I take this opportunity to go back into my past and I tell funny stories about, you know, my relationship with my mom and how, you know, we grew to eventually get along better over the years and my relationship with kids when I was a terrible babysitter and, you know, what I think about dying alone and actually knowing people who did die alone, who had kids and it still didn't stop, you know, time from doing its thing. So I have a lot of funny stories about that. And I think it's actually kind of a sentimental book more than a ranty book. It's about all my different relationships from, you know, friends, parents, teachers, boyfriends, et cetera.
What other areas of your life can we mine? Like, for example, you know, you've been working with Chelsea Handler now for a long time. I think she also doesn't have kids. Is that right?
She doesn't have kids, unless you count all the people that work for her, which are like her kids in a way. So I'm sure she feels very responsible for us. But yeah, there's a little bit of mention of Chelsea in my book. There's a chapter about an elaborate prank that she played on me once where she didn't even break into my email. I just left it open and I went to the kitchen at work. And she walked in, sat down at my computer and wrote an email to my sister saying, "Hi, it's Jen. I'm pregnant. I don't want to keep the baby. You need to call mom and tell her this."
Oh, my. Oh, my. But do you find that Chelsea and the other friend that you have, they don't want kids for the same reason that you don't want them?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing where, you know, it just never was an urge. I mean, that's the most basic reason, that we just never thought about it. And as we got older, and obviously you have to start making a decision, it just doesn't appeal to us. I think we all have very similar lives where we travel a lot and, you know, we're still, even Chelsea in some ways, still getting our careers going, and it's really hard to kind of do both at once.
Now, you're narrating the audiobook edition of this. Are you going to prepare a lot for it or just kind of go in and start reading the book?
I've been reading out loud at home a lot because I think even with writing, sometimes when you're writing a book, you write a few pages and you realize, oh, this doesn't sound like me. I'm trying to act so writerly about it. So I'm assuming an audiobook might go the same way, where first couple takes it might sound like I am narrating a book. So I'm trying to practice at home to sound conversational.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the sound of my own voice, so I'm not sure how fun it will be, but I'm sure it'll turn out great. And there'll be some stuff that I get to kind of perform, because, you know, I there's a lot of dialogue in the book, so I'll get to, you know, act out a little bit. So that'll be good. I think it's going to be a really good book. I probably will never listen to it because I don't like my voice.
Well, I think the fans will appreciate hearing it from your mouth. Thank you so much, Jen Kirkman, author of I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, available on audio from Tantor. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm very excited to get recording.